Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank moment.
Ah!
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yep. Good morning.
I tell you. I tell you. You know, we say this with encouragement. Don't get it twisted. Just be encouraged when I say this here. There were some things that you can say on yesterday, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
You and I could probably say, man, we did pretty good, Reverend. You know, we just got enough sense to know it was God who helped us do it, right, Reverend? But Reverend, that was the reason why he let us keep staying here, Reverend. Keep standing on the side. Reverend, it was because of his grace and his mercy, Reverend. Reverend, God knows what he has in store for people. You know, long longevity, and I ain't just saying it because I hear that over so many, like over 50 years almost, you know, ago, but longevity does have its course, Doc. It does. It really does.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about it, I mean, you know, no one really, I mean, just, if they be truthful with they said, no one know the hour of the time. I mean, you got some very, very smart people running out there, man. I mean, they are right now trying to discredit Jesus Christ as we speak, Reverend, as we speak, right? And trying to tell man, when is this going to happen and that going to happen? Matter of fact, Reverend, sometimes we get bold enough, we'll try to say some things like that. But, man, truth let the truth be told. Man, only God knows what things can happen. We've seen God repent of want to do something to his children. But let me tell you something. He already knew it for he thought in his mind. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said one time, he said he hated it. Almost, Reverend, can I say it like that? That he made man.
You know, man.
When he said man, this is me. I might be wrong. It's scholars, you know, y'all can question me. I might be wrong, Reverend, but that's men and women. It's all humankind, you know what I'm talking about. Because we the only one don't obey him, man. The wind, trust me, it obey. The sea, trust me, it obey. Even everything, walking this earth like creeping things, it obey him, you know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, the only time, it was a time when the lion can lay down right beside another beast, and they never attacked each other. When Adam did what he did, I said what I said. When Adam did what he did, my brother, he said he asked him a question when he done it. He said, "Who told you you was naked?"
Mm-hmm.
All this time you've been walking around, now you done cut a leaf off and cover your private part up. And she didn't cover her private part of it. Who told you were naked? Ever since then, we've been having that spirit of Adam. Every man, let the truth be told, has the spirit of Adam because we came in sin. We were born in sin. That's what the book says. But I love this book. We have been reborn. You know, if one day we're gonna try to get in there, let people know. That sinners, we just a sinner, have fallen down and getting back up. We're doing it every day, but you told us earlier, Reverend Henry, y'all told me earlier that a man practices sin, he has no sacrifice of the cross, and it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe every believer on this phone right now, about to sign my voice, to know that you're gonna fall, cause you're in this body. But the practice of the fall, really, you ought to learn something from your fall. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we get weak. The Bible says we get weak. You know, we lust after things. You know what I'm talking about? Ever good scripture, Brother Jock sent out earlier, man. That's two masters out there. And one gonna pray more than the other one. You know what I'm talking about? One gonna pray more than the other one. You know what I'm talking about? You know, and I want to say this here. Man, I know God is really, really, really blessing us because, man, we trying to do this thing till he comes, like the book said. So I tell you, be encouraged. Yeah, be encouraged that God give you another day to be in the land of the living. You know, but don't be so uncaring, my God. Don't be so uncaring that you don't know why. You know, talking about watch this, Reverend. That you really, when we look at your life, we know it had to be the blood, Reverend. I'm telling you, I'm in my heart with it. I really believe in it. Prayer is essential. Doc, you got to pray through this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pray and pray and pray and pray. There's some things that you know, we've been on this battlefield just a little time, Reverend. But, Reverend, let me tell you something. It's not a day go by. I'm going to speak in faith. The Reverend and I have never prayed. I know what I'm right about it. It's not a day.
Amen.
Anybody say they are walking with Christ, don't pray. You might not sound like most of the people that do corporate prayer, evidently. You know what I'm talking about? You don't have to sound
mm-hmm.
like somebody. You don't have to emulate nobody when you talk to the Lord. You just have to be sincere. And once you're sincere, God hears it. And whatever you say in ignorance, you know what I'm talking about? Whatever you say in ignorance, his son stands right there, and he's like that. And once you start talking to him, prayer, you say in the name of Jesus. And once you've done that, now Jesus stepped, and he said, well, this is what Eric was trying to say. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about? And then the Father receives it through the blood. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says
mm-hmm.
we're overcome by the word what? Of the blood of our testimony. Because
yes,
what
sir.
Jesus done. So I say this here. If you keep walking with the King, if you keep your hand on the gospel plier, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, Reverend, if you just really, you know, let the truth be told, there are some people been praying for some stuff. Reverend, I don't want, can I say this to a Reverend? How long you been praying for a certain
yeah.
thing and God haven't gave it to you yet? That'd be truthful.
Yeah.
For a while, man. And then
mm-hmm.
something he already blessed, Reverend, and you have forgotten
mm-hmm.
he prayed for it. You know what I'm talking about? This is a recent thing for me. You know, I stopped praying because I wasn't qualified to do anything. But all of a sudden, he made a way. I'm telling you, stay with the path. Stay with the path and watch God. See, God won't do this here, Reverend. I think I'm wrong, though, but you can help me with it, Reverend. I think I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He wants the glory.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to move something out of the way. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It won't be your resume,
sir.
Reverend Brian. It won't be your accolade, Eric. It won't be because
mm-hmm.
it won't be because watch this, Reverend, that you practicing the things you want me to do for you. It's gonna be because your faithfulness. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Just because
nah.
of your faith. Hey, Reverend, it tore off a roof
Mighty
one
good.
Time. And laid him down, Reverend. It said. I'm going to tell you something. Take up your bed. Because just because your faith moves
mm-hmm.
me to say you are. See, he don't. When Jesus healed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When Jesus healed, Reverend. I'm going to get out of here when I say this, Reverend. When
mm-hmm.
Jesus healed, Reverend. When he healed,
yeah.
he gets the whole complete healing, Reverend. He not only healed you in your infirmities. He not only healed you in your sickness. He not only healed you in your step, Reverend. He forgive you for your sin. He got crucified because he told a man you were whole, brother. He made him whole,
mm-hmm.
man.
Yes, sir.
He made him whole, man. I don't know where you're at this morning,
yes,
but I'm gonna
sir.
Tell you something. It's the King. He deserves our praise. He deserves our thanksgiving. He wake up in the morning and want to hear you say thank you for another day, and you want to go a whole
yes.
day, and like you just did it on your own. You took your feet and
mm-hmm.
put it on the ground. You got feet. You put your hands on your heart and rub your face, and because you got hands, you look out the window, and you can see outside. You might see birds. You might see snow. You might see cars. You can go out to your garage, or you might go outside and hit a couple of keys and this, what car I want to drive. You got all the tangibles and material things that God let it happen. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Somebody said, well, I ain't got all them things. Well, you keep hanging around.
mm-hmm.
You keep hanging around. See, God only blesses
mm-hmm.
us. See, it's the capability of our praise. Help me, Holy Spirit.
yes.
Help me, Holy Spirit. You didn't hear what I said there, Red.
Yes, sir.
Some of some of us still praising for $10. You know what I'm talking about? Well, boy, if you praise, somebody say, "Hey, go about that money." No. You got to understand me. God said, He said, "Press down." Wait, hold on, Reverend. Have you been around that scripture lately, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
Shaking up. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? See, I'm telling some good stuff here, man. I'm talking about.
You can
still have the bill and be pressed down. You can still can't pay a bill, but run it over. You know what he'll give you? Joy. Because he know if I allow you to go there, it's a lesson here. Don't think God don't see you, because God's trying to teach a lot of us something. It's a long introduction. You know why? Because the Holy Spirit is moving. When you got the Holy Spirit and you know the Spirit of God's here, God inhabits our praise. That brother said, "Your grace and mercy have brought me through. I'm living this moment." He didn't say, "Just because I'm singing." He said, "Just because of you." That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
Come on, tell me about it.
Yes,
tell me about the song. You know, I'll tear it up. Tell me about the song, man.
Yes, sir. That's it. You got it. Your grace and mercy.
I feel pretty good.
Yeah, it brought me through.
Yes, sir.
Living this moment because of you.
Yes, because of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it, Rev. That's it. Stay with it.
I was thinking about Rev, and I was just, you know how we do it, man. I didn't watch the game last night. You know, we've been talking about the iconic people that the trailblazers and all this here before LeBron James ever picked up the ball. You know what I'm talking about? See, I can't speak on a lot of things, man. I just always speak what I know. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know, Rev, if you can dab here with me a little bit, man. But when I was growing up, I grew up kind of around about when I started really understanding the sports, right? I knew it because we had to play while we were young, like Pop Warner, and we did all this stuff. And in my area, where I stayed there, we went to the YMCA, They used to come pick us up. We would play everything, Some of everything. They taught us how to swim, I mean, one time for that, they had levels. You had perches. They had perches. They had catfish, This is the thing they said. Well, these are levels of swimming. The one thing, I'm supposed to be good now. So the man just pushed me in the water, man. 10-foot thing. I had to swim. But I grew up in an era when I remember Dr. J. I remember that when he came through, this is what I believe, when I was growing up, right? Dr. J. I remember when Magic Johnson, I'm just talking about my era now. You can probably go farther and all that. But I can remember Magic Johnson and Larry Bird in 1979. When they played that championship. I remember that. I was looking at that game. Remember, I was looking right at it, Remember, and saw how Magic and Kelsey, man. Remember, I seen Remember Magic Johnson took it out of bounds. And man, he threw a oop to that brother, man, from one end to the other end. Somebody know what I'm talking about. I seen these guys, I seen them when they went to the pros. I seen Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know what I'm talking about, when he was Luau.
Yes,
I remember seeing some of that. You know what I'm talking about. I remember seeing that growing up. And I see the younger folks. The people younger than we are probably didn't get to see it because they wasn't born. So they don't understand how great them guys were when they were doing. I know LeBron, what they see right now. He have done some things that the average person wouldn't do, because they didn't have what they have now that they had then. You know what I'm talking about? Because then, they used to go play street ball. You know what I'm talking about? They'll leave off the NBA and go out there and play at the Rutgers, down there in New York and hoop a little bit.
Yeah.
I remember all this here, Reverend. I remember seeing I remember Earl B. for Free. You know what I'm talking about? I remember when the Seattle Supersonics won the championship. The third was African American coach did it. You remember who that was?
I remember when
DJ Johnson that was on there. They had a bad squad back then, Doc. They had a good squad. We didn't have a squad down here in Texas, but I tell you, at that time, it had to be like 80, Reverend. 80 or 79, 81, it was somewhere up there. But I know Magic, when they came in, they won the first year. So it had to be around the 70s or something. It might have been my 79, Reverend, 78, 79 when that happened. But Reverend, I remember all that there, Reverend. I remember Dr. J, you know, when he used to do that, the first one used to glide and dunk all on the folks like he used to do. Everybody emulated him. Michael Jordan looked up to him. I remember Michael Jordan when he shot that ball in that corner and beat my – You know, I was a Hoyer fan when that was going on. You know, I liked the Patrick Ewing, but Patrick Ewing and he had Wingate, and you know, I remember all that.
Yeah,
I remember some of these people. I'm doing some history, Reverend. I remember all that. You know, but this young man, you know, I remember Kobe Bryant. I remember all that. There. I remember all that. And I understand this brother broke that record. That was an iconic record he broke. No one never thought somebody would come and break Kareem's record, man, scoring. And this guy really was a pass first. I'm going to give him his honor that what he did, that was a milestone what he did. It's probably going to be hard for somebody to break that record, right? I mean, you got people really shoot the ball that break this record, right? But I'm going to tell you something, right? Because I want to end it right there. They keep saying something. I'm just going to the GOAT, you know what I'm talking about? I don't understand that, but I'm going to tell you, in my area, if you ask me the best basketball player, just athlete to me, was Michael Jordan. I'll go home with that one. I'll go home with that one, Rip. Michael Jordan was the best athlete to me. Man, you talking about somebody put that ball in that rim, man. He put that ball in that rim, man. He gonna put that ball in that rim. He had a killer attitude. He had a straight killer attitude, man. And I'm not saying Bron don't have a killer attitude, but I wanted to tell you, Reverend, that give honor, the brother did a milestone, man. He did what he did, man. But a lot of people going to go home with Jordan. A lot of people going to go home with Connie Hawkins. You know, a lot of people going to go home. Everybody got their own different players. Magic Johnson. A lot of people say Birds. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of people might say Bill Russell. They might say, you know, Will Chambers, you know what I'm talking about? Everybody that had it, each and all person, even the one that they named the ball, they had the ball. What was his name over there? L.A.'s West, you know, you remember what I'm talking about? The Lakers star. I forget his first name, but I think it was West. So you know what I'm talking about. I think of, let me get Jerry West.
Okay.
A lot of people probably have all kind of, because, man, you be looking about winning. Really, Bill Russell was the most winningest player that ever played the ball. If you ask me, 11 championships. You know, but you know, this took some a little history with a little sport. To, you know, to try to bring it in a little bit, Rev. You don't mind? Did you want to speak on that, Rev?
You good?
What's wrong? You play touch football? You don't know nothing about that.
you went out. The phone went out.
Did it went out? Did it go out? Did you play touch football back then? You didn't know?
Yes, yes, sir.
You open, Brother D.
Good morning, my brother. You know, I was going to lay back and just reap the benefits of the word today, and my brother want to go start an argument. And I said, well, let me just feed in. You know, I spoke with a young man this morning, and I told him, at some time we have in life, we have found a person that we just love to hate. It's been done in every sport. Because if we look at it truthfully, at the age of 36, Michael Jordan was through. He was really through as an athlete. At the age of 38, LeBron is at the pinnacle. He's at the peak at 38. And I look at that record last night that failed. It stood for 38 years. He's 38 years old. It was 38,000 points. That's a lot of 38. And he scored 38 points last night. Now he scored 38 points. It stood for 38 years. It was 38,000 plus points that he broke as a 38-year-old record. And he may hit 40 tonight. And I ask myself, I say, I'm gonna try to tell this thing real quick and out of the way. What do you mark greatness from one era to another? See, in my days, all those guys, my brother just named Coach Lennon Wilkinson was the Seattle Supersonics coach at the time, the first black coach to win. I've been following this game since I was probably 12 or 13. I ask myself all the time. I said, I always compare players according to the position that they play. Because when you start comparing them just as a whole, one could really dominate. Mm-hmm. Shaquille O'Neal could really dominate the game against anybody. Make it, take it, you never get the ball back.
Right.
But
you're right.
Look at them off the court as well as on the court. Now, when I look at their records, I see Jordan has only outdid, and Jordan scored two more championships than he does, and he's outscored Jordan in points. When I take them two things out, they really tit for tat on everything else. So I have to go back to the tiebreaker. The tiebreaker would be, what was Jordan doing at LeBron's age out there making himself look stupid? LeBron is all the way around a better player, but he is another thing you got to look at. They look at LeBron's size, they look at Jordan's size, and they'll say Jordan looks graceful. He had the charisma. He looked real graceful floating through the air and stuff. LeBron's so big and bulky, they say he don't look as good, but yet he did the same thing. They said Jordan had a vertical, a 48-inch vertical. LeBron had a 50. He just never – he that player – now I'm going to take it home for you real quick and get out of the way. He just like Jesus
Christ.
Come
on home.
He just like Jesus Christ. He
come
did on, everything on the basketball court and then credit. My Jesus, that they freed you of your sin, but yet you're going to get credit for it. My sinful servant. I'm about to – we'll talk later. We'll talk
later. I wanted to – you good, Doc. You good. I wanted to bring that up. You know, we've been talking about people 18, 19, and, you know, giving them almonds, you know, and thanking them, you know, and the brother just did a milestone, man. That just, you can't not say the brother, but it's not good, you know. When you say the top, he's there, you know, somebody. So you can't argue that. If you do that, you just be really just hate. You know what I'm talking about? But my thing is, everybody got their preference. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know,
that's
what it is. You know. Yeah. I mean, you know, somebody older than us, Brother D, might be talking about Oscar Roberts. They say he was a bad boy.
It's funny you said that because, that's why I said I don't like to compare players as a whole because he set the pace for all of this that you see today.
There was no such thing
as a triple double until Oscar Robertson. There was no such thing as a double double. There was no such thing as
they have three points back.
Exactly. No. In today's world, that's another 2,000-3,000 points added to your career now that you'd have back then.
That's it.
Yeah. A 6'5" guard before Oscar Robertson, a big guard was unheard of.
So you're so right. So right. Well, we thank God for all the stats that Brother DJ brought and Reverend Herman didn't know. So we gonna thank God for all the that. You
get off my brother. You gonna get off my brother. Hey Reverend, I got the text. Just watch the text.
Hey, we know Reverend Herman, he played hockey or something. You know, we don't be able to. I just thank God for the, I'm going to tell you this, man, laughter is good, man. Don't never think that, everything is, you got to set aside some time and quit being so, like, you can't laugh a little bit, you know. And it's all done with decent and honor, you know. And I thank God Brother D spilling all that garbage out, you know, because I'm going to tell you right now, like a door in this bed, man. Let's get the lesson, Reverend. The laughter, Lord, the love that you show, Lord. Lord, we come right now with our cup. Some of us may be empty, Lord. Lord, some of us might be half full, Lord. Some of them might be running over right now. Lord, just meet us where we at, Lord, and let us know, Father God, it is you, Father God, that filled the cup, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the words of everything that went through, the song and praise that went through, Lord. We just magnify you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the things we do know and we don't know, Lord. We find out, Father God, when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for what you're doing for us today, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for even hearing people pray, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for moving when you say be moved, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We read one time, Lord, you spoke to a seed one time. Through your son, we know it, Lord, because he said, peace be still, Lord, and it calm down, Lord. So we're dealing with that same spirit within us, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, somebody might be sick right now, Lord. Somebody might have a hardship right now, Lord. Somebody might be going through something real heavy in their heart, Lord. We ask you, Father, meet them where they are, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Lord, maybe they might be all on their knees right now, struggling with something right now, Lord. But we find out, Lord, you're a made waker and a promise keeper, Lord. Lord, if we deal with spiritual things, Lord, open our eyes, Lord, so we can see you in a different way, Lord. Lord, speak to us, Lord, as we be silent, as we come to thee, Lord. Lord, some of us maybe move our lips too much, Lord, and don't give you a way to talk. Lord, talk to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord, as we decrease. We ask for thou to increase, Lord. Lord, move, Lord, as to preach word, teach word, move, Lord. Move in someone's heart that they have a receptive spirit, Lord. Lord, we know that, Father God, that you hear thy prayer, Lord, because we do it all in your name, Jesus Christ's name, Lord. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Father God. The Lord, we just ask you, Father God, again, Lord, bless us in this service, Lord. Bless us, Lord.
Yes,
that someone might have some and learn some. And help them along this Christian walk, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And this we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen. Reverend, I'm going to deal with Corinthians for a second, Reverend, if you don't mind. First Corinthians chapter 3, Reverend, you've been there. I'm going to need a whole lot of help with this, y'all brothers. I'm going to need a whole lot. Y'all can jump in now. You know, I don't have no problem with that. We're going to get in here, and we're going to try to get out, but the Holy Spirit, I believe, is speaking, right? If you can get there, let me know. First Corinthians, I want everybody to get there. Please get your app, whatever you want to do, and it's in the book. But I'm going to tell you, and I don't want you to say what Eric said. You know what I'm talking about? I want you to say, man, I read with the over there on God's plan and wherever the ministry I was on. They came with this. I heard it. You know what I'm talking about? Now I see it. It's in the book. You see what I'm saying, Reverend? It's in the book.
Yeah.
So let me read this here. And I'm gonna tell you something. For the sake of it, sometimes division are in the church. It's in the church, right? Division in the church. And I want us to be careful when we go through the scriptures to see what I'm talking about. There are some division in the church. Help me, Holy Spirit. So what I mean, sometimes I'm gonna tell you something. I don't remember if it is, you know, but Reverend Henry can help me a little bit. I think we ever really got out of, you know, man, you got out of place nowhere. But I ain't never remember. I'm not saying you probably agree everything I said. We always been on one accord. Is that right, everybody?
That's right. Amen.
And when I say this, that don't make us perfect or nothing. I just know that we know a respectful place, I believe. Is that right? So at this church, woo, Lord Jesus, Paul was dealing with, he had to write two letters to this church. Reverend, he had to write two letters to this church, man. And this one of the letters, this is his first letter to this church. This church was going through a lot of division, you know, different doctrine, Reverend. So now we're going to deal with, watch this, Reverend. We're going to deal with love and relationship. Can y'all help me with that? Love and relationship. And
relationship.
Maturity of the saints. Help me, Holy Spirit. Maturity of a saint in a spiritual way, Reverend. We got to quit looking in the natural, Reverend.
Yeah.
Can you help me with that? What I just say, Reverend? Help me with so I can remember, Reverend.
Yes, sir. You got to quit looking at it in the natural. Love and relationship.
There we go. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto the carnal. Even as babes in Christ, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. And he said, for hither, he said, you were not able to bear it. Neither, look at this, Reverend, neither yet now or you are able. For ye, I'm gonna stop y'all in a minute. For ye are what? Yet carnal. He said, whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, look what he said, you are not carnal. He said, and walking as man. But while one said, I am of Paul, and another said, I am of Apollo. Yep, Holy Spirit. And he said, and are you not carnal? I'm going to stop him. Who then is Paul? Who is Apollo? Help me, Holy Spirit. But a minister by whom you believe. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Even as the Lord gave to every man, I have planted. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Apollo water. Oh, that's why I want y'all to read with me. But God gave the increase. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So then, neither is he that planted anything, neither is he that water, but God, help me, Holy Spirit, gives the increase, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Reverend, Paul had a problem because he heard some things, so he wrote the letter to them that they really look into this thing they're trying to look at it in the spiritual realm, but Reverend, he said, let me speak corner to you, Reverend. Let me give you something so you can understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about? See, one time, a little while back, man, Willie Dog asked me a question when I first started coming on the ministry on Nice, right? And he asked me, he said, man, why did he said, somebody asked me to ask you this question. And he said, I ask everybody when they come on probably like this. He said, well, what makes you keep coming on here listening, coming, doing what you're doing? You know what I'm talking about? And first thing come to mind, it just came straight out of my mind from, I believe it from God. I said, because there are some seeds here. Help me, Holy Spirit. There are some seeds here, right? And I believe just what the book just said, the man, we planted that seed, Doc. The seed was planted, probably, some of y'all, for over years ago. But then I'm here prayerfully just adding water. But I have enough sense to know that I'm not God. Only God increased it. Reverend. Only God increased it. I don't want you to look at me and lift me up. I want you to, why you lifting, help me, Holy Spirit, you praying for me. You lifting me up in prayer, but I want you to know that when we doing this, this is not about Eric. It's not about Reverend Henry. It's about God. When we sit down giving the message, when these sentences, when he's saying, whoever expound on God's word, it's about God. When we focus this thing, if you just know, some of the people, you hear the word come out, and you know sometimes they say this and they say that, and then they get in front of the word, they do thus and this. I'm going to tell you, God got that business. Don't worry about that. But I know there is a God, when you have a Holy Spirit in you, that when he can take and stop and say, he said, I seen envy here. I seen division here. He said, you walking like other men of the world. That's called what it is, Reverend. You're walking. And you should be having division, Reverend. You should be having strife with one another, Reverend. You should have friction running through this. It's telling you that God come in, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When God come in, he going to separate this thing, Reverend. He going to separate the what? The wheat from the tares. He gonna let you know what I'm saying like that. He said, let them grow together, Reverend. He said, don't do that. Right. Don't pull them out. He said, because you might pull up a weed. So let them grow together. See, God can get us in here, and we got some people maybe not living what we saw on the meat. You know what I'm talking about? And they on the milk. You know what I'm talking about? They struggle with that. Then you got people that own the meat, and they got some areas that they weak in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And so he said, I come to you spiritually, and you can't retain that. You know what I'm talking about? So I got to come to you in a corner, so you can understand. I'm so glad. Did someone break it down to me? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm so glad someone take a little time out with me. I'm so glad someone take the word of God and break it down so I can understand it, so I won't be in error with it. You know what I'm talking about? See, at that time, they knew what he was talking about, because now I got your attention. See, once I get your attention, I can tell you the spiritual world. You know what I'm talking about? But watch this, Reverend. This only applies if you want to have a spiritual ear. help me, Holy Spirit, to hear what I got to say to you. He said, because what made it so profound, Reverend, that he said, but God that gives the increase. Too many times that we people go, hairy, but we got to understand we can't change nobody. Help me. Only thing we are charged to do, Reverend Henry, is to what? To tell the message and sit down. Help the Holy Spirit. We're here to tell the message. We can't make nobody do nothing. But we're supposed to present and convey God's word and sit down. And then once we do that, let God work in them. Then see, when they keep coming out, the change don't happen, Reverend, because you cannot, what we said a long time ago, Reverend, you cannot walk with God and don't grow. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you truly walk with God, you're going to grow. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you truly walk with God, you're not going to be stressed in it. The only reason you sit still because you're not, what? You have opened your heart to Him. You have shown no humility. You have not got out of the flesh. Sometimes you go back and four, because you still on the milk. Help me, Holy Spirit. But once you start getting close, once you start being around people that don't care about how mad you get about when they tell you, brother, have you considered prayer? Brother, have you considered telling them that you're sorry? Brother, man, receive that. Someone is helping you to be stronger in the Lord. It's all right to be humble. Reverend, is it all right to be humble, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
It's all right
yes,
to be
sir.
Humble. It's all right. It's all right to take a seat. It's all right. See, God don't have everybody speaking. That's why the book says that, Reverend. Is I'm true? Is I wrong about it, Reverend? Did the book say
that's
something
right.
about that, Reverend? James said about it. What James
yes,
said?
Sir.
James
yes,
said
sir.
Something about that, didn't
yes,
it?
Sir.
The book of James said that. Did he say something
yes,
about it?
Yes,
huh?
sir. Yes, sir.
Did
around
he say
about
that?
The third chapter.
He said.
Yes,
my
sir.
Brother. That's what he said, Reverend.
Yes,
he said,
sir.
My brother, he said, be not many masters. Know that we should receive the greater condemnation. Oh, help me.
That's right.
Did I just read that right, Reverend? He said,
he said,
strict judgment is going to come, Reverend. Strict judgment is going to come. You hear people preaching. You hear people teaching. Brothers and sisters, if they preach in faith, you'll never hear a trial come that way. If they're preaching the fill their pockets, you'll never see a trial come that way. But I'm telling you why.
Come on
now. Because God leads them over where they're at. But boy, if you preaching for somebody to consider their salvation, oh, help me. If you preaching to tell them that we examine this thing from walking in God's word, can I say this right? We have studied to show our proof. Approve unto God. We rightly divide the word in truth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And we have took time out and went over in the word. Now since we're in the word, that's why we careful how we live. You know, talking about somebody. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. And that's a good statement. You know, a lot of things. Some of them should not look at some of us. But be with the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's what the book said. If you're with the Lord, the Bible said this. He said, many are called, but a few are chosen. But God showed, they showed examples. They showed life changes. They showed that they've been into something, and God had what? He had revived them. Help me, Holy Spirit. He had changed their life, Reverend. And when you get a change in your life, you tell them, I'm an open book. I'm transparent.
Yes, sir.
Here where I used to be, here where God put me at, and I'm going to tell you, if it had not been, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, for who, Lord?
Yes, sir.
For the Lord.
For the Lord.
Not me now. For the Lord, on my side. Not
for
if
the
it
Lord.
Had not been. Now, he's not going to put Reverend Henry in your life. Receive what God gives for him. Receive what the word of God gives. Because you know what? I still believe in that scripture, Reverend. I still believe in that one of our favorite scriptures. If you don't mind, Proverbs 27. I still believe in that way. I believe in the Reverend. I believe like my name is there. I believe in it, Brother Deans, sisters and brothers. I believe what he said in Proverbs 27. Do you believe in it? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Look what 27 says. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
That's what he said, right? The Lord is the strength of my life.
Whom shall I be afraid?
I still believe in that. You know what I'm talking about? So when you preaching and teaching God's word, you can't look at their faces, Reverend Henry. You can't look at their faces, Brother D. You got to tell it, man. You got to let them know that God is real. You got to tell them that God is getting so close to us today. We're not living like we used to. Right is wrong now. And good is what? Good is terrible now.
Good is evil.
Evil is so propped up now. I don't want to fear Reverend Henry. If Reverend Henry wrong, God will give you the way to approach that man of God. He'll give you the way to approach him. Most of the time, it's just prayer. Oh, help me. Most of the time, it's not a word.
Right.
It's prayer. You know what I'm talking about? Pray for the preacher. Pray for the pastor.
Yes,
pray for the teacher. Pray for the one who's trying to stand and preach the uncompromising gospel. I tell a lot of times we come to church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes we come to church. We come to church, fold our arms up. We sit there. We praise God. But when the preach word come up, I just don't take all of that. It just don't take. I just don't need all that. You know why? Somebody's speaking to that flesh. When somebody's speaking to that flesh, if you in God's house and he's preaching that word right, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, with the conviction he got in him. Reverend, you've been around Timothy 4, right? You've been around that that latter part that we like to read. Just the latter part of that we like to read. While we are teaching, while we are preaching. I'm going to paraphrase if y'all don't mind. We are saving ourselves and you too. That's why when a man truly called by God, he's building timbers. He's looking to the hills and where all his help comes from. So when he's speaking God's word, he got to go to the corner side sometimes. He got to meet you where you're at and say, I'm going to be there with you, brother. Let me hold your hand.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there with you, brother. Mm-hmm. Let me get on my knees with you, brother. I'm going to hold you where you're at. I'm going to hold you where you're at. I'm going to hold you where you're at. I know somebody going to say, why you down there with Brother D? Why you over there with Eric? Why you over there with Brother Reverend Henry? Did you see how he failed? Man, that's what the church supposed to do. We supposed to help one another.
Amen.
Talk about
Amen.
Each other. Help one another. Be a lifeline and not a what? We should be destructive all the time. We should be redeeming people in the hands of the Lord. Let the Spirit of God get out the way. Okay, what I just did, I went back to the increase. Help me, Holy Spirit. I went back to the increase. How I go back to the increase? Because we can't make nobody change. We can't tell.
That's right.
We can just put it out there. We can put it out there. If you got a Holy Spirit in you, if you got God in you, it might be levels in this thing. That's why you hear the charismatic of the preaching sometimes. That's why you hear sometimes the teaching, how it has to be taught in the way that the God says, say this.
Yes.
He said, say this. See, redemption don't come from Eric. Redemption don't come from Brother D. Redemption don't come from Reverend Henry. It came from Jesus, what he did on Calvary. Oh, yes, sir. It comes from redeeming. That's what you got to believe in. We already believe in it. If you think I'm lying, I can tell these brothers and say this. I can ask these brothers one question. If God called you home today, what do you feel like? How you feel?
Amen. My keep waiting on me, my brother. I gotta keep waiting on me. I got a lot of words, but going home and see my dad is not one of them.
Ain't nobody can tell you where you gonna go, but you.
Amen.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I'm gonna tell you this.
Gotta
here.
Keep waiting
I want
on
you
me.
To get confidence. I want you to have confidence. It ain't gonna be because Eric did something so good. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I feel like Abraham now. Help me a little bit, Abraham. It's because my faith. Oh, help me. It's going to be because I believe, and he's going to turn it into righteousness. I know I'm right about it. He's going to turn it around because of the faithfulness he has. He said, that's why you're doing it. Yeah, my reward has already been done. All I'm doing is whenever he does it, I'm not gonna sit here and lie. I don't know what time. I don't know how you gonna do it.
Amen.
I hope he's strict to my wife. I hope he's strict to my kids. I hope he's strict to my friend, my loved one, my church, and all that. Whenever it happens,
mm-hmm.
but I know one thing about it, because they don't have nothing to worry about. Oh, Eric going to heaven. I know I'm right about it. It won't be because I didn't try to get up on a Monday. It won't be because I didn't try to get up on a Tuesday. It won't be because I didn't try to get up on a Wednesday. It won't be because I didn't try to get up on a Thursday. It won't be because I didn't try to get up on a Friday. It won't be because I didn't get up on you didn't get on board yet. It wasn't because I didn't get up on a Saturday. It wasn't because it was a Sunday. It's because he laid down in the grave one day on a Friday. He laid himself down. Rabbit, he put on the, it wasn't because of that. It was because he went to Calvary, Rabbit. And then when he went jumping in that tomb, it was so borrowed, Doc. It was so borrowed, Doc. He stayed there Friday night. I'm gone, y'all.
Yeah.
He stayed there Friday night. It was so borrowed, right? He know he wasn't going to be that long, Brother D. He stayed there all Saturday.
Come on.
All Saturday. Day,
yes,
Reverend. You know what, Reverend? I found out where my redemption lies. I found out where I can look to the heel now and what coming out of my head. Because he got up one day.
Yeah.
With all power in his hands,
like
Brother. Let me read this verbatim, Brother D. Let me read this. Let's go to Matthew 28 right quick. I'm going to show you what he told them disciples when he got through all that, as he got out that grave. He said, look what he said. He said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, all power is given unto me in heaven. That's in the books.
And in earth.
We ain't just rattling out our mouth. Power is given unto you. So who increases, Reverend? It ain't us. It's God increasing. He allowed his son to come down and did what he did. He said, go, Reverend Henry. Go, Brother D. Go, children of God. He said, you did for and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them, I'm in the book, y'all, them to deserve all the things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, Reverend Henry, lo, brothers and sisters, I am with you always.
I know
this ain't too good. This ain't too good. Let me say this. He said, not sometimes. Not when you fall. He said, always. He know they gonna mess up. Peter messed up several times after this. Oh, help
yes,
me, Holy
he
Spirit.
Did.
So we said, he said, unto the end of the world. Unto the end of the world. And then some of us been around church long enough. Somebody asked a question, what amen means? Well, I'm going to tell you what I believe what it means. I mean that you agree to something.
Amen.
So I want to leave you with this here. God increased. That's what I want you to stay with. He showed us the love in the relationship. He showed us the maturity in the spiritual world. It's only us to keep doing what we're doing, like we're doing right now. We're coming time after time. Anytime you can get in fellowship, get in fellowship. Get in fellowship. Reverend and I, yesterday, we got off the morning ministry yesterday. So I called for my child health friend. Matter of fact, this brother, man, him, he goes so far back, he saw me take my first step, Reverend. He's a light runs around, Reverend. He took my first. That's how far we go back, you know what I'm talking about? He's 6 years older than I am, right? And he brought one of his. I thought I knew him, but we grew up in the same neighborhood. They're a little older than I am, right? But what, he gonna do his first sermon Sunday, right? It was just so coincidence, Reverend and I was still on the phone. See, y'all might just hang up and do your thing. We were still talking about the love of the Lord after the lesson, right? We're still in five. Brother, you know what I'm talking about. We still going. You know what I'm talking about. We still moving.
Amen.
You know,
somebody
understand. It's hard to cut off sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We still going. You know what I'm saying? And then you got that
call.
There you go. I said, look here. This is a homeboy. Let me bring him in. Just what happened. It was this brother here. You know, and then he was going through things, talking through things, and God let us minister to him. It was a divine thing there. God put it together right there for him, I, and Reverend him to talk. You know what I'm talking about? And we prayed for the brother for his first sermon. You know what I'm talking about? You know, I can't say I know I didn't get what he got. I didn't get to someone – than preaching like you and I, Reverend Henry, to talk to me like that. I didn't get that. You know, talking about Reverend Henry was on the Reverend Henry. I always been where God's really. I'm gonna just be truthful. God really had a light over the church. You know, talking about I was in a different environment when I first stepped into the Word of God. But we use all that together. Paul, Reverend, know what I'm talking about. We use all that together, Barnabas. We use all that together, Apollo. We used all that together. Now, I don't. We gave the brother some good advice. You know what I'm talking about? We gave him some good advice and gave him our number, Reverend, like Brother D like to do. We gave him our number. We told him about the ministry every morning. We told him what we do every morning. He said, it just so happens that God tapped you into something like this. You know what I'm talking about? And that's why I want to lead this right here. I want you to know ministry don't stop. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It doesn't stop.
That's right.
When you in God, if you got God in you, and somebody said Jesus, or somebody said prayer, or somebody said God, man, you just stop. You're almost like that old pointer. You know what I'm talking about? You're like that pointer out there finding the animal when they shoot him out the air and they point him say where he is, you know. You're out there and you steadfast, unmovable, you know, and always abide in the love of the Lord. That's why I said what I said, that we just the water and the seed, Adderley. That's all we are. The seed and the water. But God does the increase. And all we're trying to do is what he gives us. Hopefully and prayerfully that you get something out of this. And along your way in this day, I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about this day. If y'all had enough time, I'm telling you, man, God has done some things in my life in this last 3 months. I'm talking about some elevation that I never would have thought I would have been. I know it's God. I've been ostracized. I've been criticized and told what I need to do and not to do and make moves. God hears prayer. You got to be prayed. That's it. God hears prayer. And he had a prayer for me, Brother D. One of Brother D's favorite scriptures. He had, before I even called on him. I'm telling you, man.
Yes, sir. I've already.
He already answered, man.
Amen.
I was just speaking, he was here. I've already heard.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said, wow, man. We've been in the ministry this long to see what he did.
And brother,
taking people that said so many things about me and then turned around for my favor. I know it's a God. It's because of my faithfulness in him. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't desire to be done
what I got done 2 years ago, and he know what I'm talking about. I didn't feel that. That was I meant that. I started crying. I couldn't understand why God put me in that situation. I said, God put me a burden on me. You know what I'm talking about? That's why I felt about it. You know what I'm talking about? Because I know it's a lot more words than people than I would. You know what I'm talking about? But he steadily kept elevating. Kept elevating me, man. So I'm telling y'all, stand back. Mama told me this, Reverend. Stand back. I didn't know what you're talking about, Brother D. And watch the salvation of the Lord. Stand back. Brother, you might have to wait 10 years for that prayer. Brother, you might have to wait 5 years for that prayer. Stand back and watch the salvation of God. And God can move right then. It's a time. My wife, I got to quit, man. God, I know y'all mad at me. But my wife prayed one time. Reverend Henry know what I'm talking about. She prayed one time and prayed before she sit in her seat. What happened, Reverend?
Yes, sir, Lord, it already answered.
Already answered, Brother D. They got a phone call right then in church, man. All it takes is faith, man. Believe, man. And be bold to believe, like Brother D talking about. Be bold stands for I need thee. What my song get? Why didn't find that song? I need you. Give me that.
Oh, bless me now, my gentle Savior.
Me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
great Precious Lord, no tender like thine can be. I need thee, oh, I need thee, oh, every hour,
I need thee,
oh, bless my Savior, I come to thee.
Yes, sir.
Keep on talking.
I keep on joining.
Come on, Doc. Do the what?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm patiently waiting and watching.
Yes, sir. I love that song.
For the Savior come again.
I'm coming home.
Every day I keep looking in your word.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, teach me every day of my life.
Yeah, my life.
Yes,
I want you to write my name. My name above. When the gates swing open.
Yeah.
How to treat my neighbor. Every day I want you to teach me.
How to love my friend.
Well, that's a good thing.
Lord, fill me.
Lord, fill me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Until the Savior. I'm waiting on Jesus to come again.
Jesus,
teach me when I'm all alone. I told him to talk to me. That's what he tells me to do.
I want to teach me how to love my enemy.
Love my
enemy. Yeah.
Fill me.
Yeah.
Fill me with your presence. Lord, won't you keep me? Oh, let me, I'm going to do it by myself. I'm going to do it by myself.
Yes, and you want to hear some praise, my brother? You sound even better to him. You think you sound good.
There you go.
Even
better to
him. Even better.
There you go.
Man.
It's such a joy for knowing said to the Lord. Even better to him. You know something, my brother? I'm sitting there listening to you. And
yes,
first
sir.
Giving out to God. First giving out to God. It was truly the head, author and finisher of our course. We just thank God. We really do. We just thank God. We thank God for allowing us to come together again. Knowing that last night could have been our bed. Asleep forever. Knowing that this
that's
morning we
right.
Wake up, sister and brother.
Yes.
And the Lord allowed us to come together once more again to tell someone about someone.
Yes,
you know, I say to tell someone about someone. Now, listen to my brother. My brother says a few things that really stuck with me. What he said, he had prayed so long, he had stopped praying. But see, God had already answered. God had already answered the prayer. Man just hadn't seen it materialize yet. See, that's what I like about God. God had answered the prayer. We just got to wait on it.
Yeah.
That's all we got to do, just wait. And there's something else he said. My brother said this morning, I heard him say how I've been misused. I've been abused. I was kicked around. And you all hear me say all the time, there's a verse in God's word. There's a scripture somewhere in the Bible for no matter what go down in your life. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what take place in man's life. There's a scripture for it somewhere, my brother. There's a scripture for it.
Yeah.
And when I look at what my brother was saying, I thought about it, and I went looking real quick for a scripture.
Mm.
And y'all know what I found? I found Psalm 110. And when I found Psalm 110, I said, I got to wait till
come on,
man. I'm about to give it to my sister and my brother. And when I found Psalm 110, I looked at verse 1. And look what it said. Rev. Harry, brother,
yeah,
I got Rev. Harry been there a few times. He said, the Lord said unto my Lord.
Yeah.
Just sit there at my right hand. Until I make thine enemies. See, when you talk about me, you're an enemy.
Jesus.
See, when you misuse and abuse me, you're an enemy to me.
Mm.
He says, I make thine enemy. That's what's
book.
See, these are things the Lord would do for you if you just simply turn your burdens. This, this is why the Lord said, bring your burdens to him and leave them with him. He'll deal with them. He'll deal with them. And see, when God fixes it, it can't be unfixed. See, I can fix it. You know what I'm saying, remember, I can fix it, and it can be unfixed. But when God fixes it, he said, whom I set free, he said, I set him free indeed. it's over. See, when God fixes it, it can't be unfixed.
You're on the word,
I've never seen a dead man come back on this earth yet.
Yes,
God called. I ain't never seen a man uncall him yet.
Yes, sir.
God will
yes,
take
sir.
Care for you.
Yes,
I was just sitting there
yes,
listening to my brother. It'd be amazing at how you do all you can to do good.
Yes, sir.
And man
yes, sir.
Knock you down. Stoke and kick you around. But as I get out the way, I'm going to send this to my brother and those that's listening. Keep your hand in God's hand. Someone said, keep your hand to the gospel plow. Keep your hand to God's hand. And then you'll
that's
be
it.
Just like Rev. Eric is when this show go off.
Yes,
you go
sir.
Back and listen to the rest of the song. And the song said, when the gates swing open. That's
swing
one part. But the best
yes,
part, he said, I walk in.
I walk on.
See,
mm-hmm.
It's
yes,
the
sir.
Good part to see him swing over up here, but the best
yes,
part is
yes,
I walk in.
Yes, sir.
Well
yes,
done.
Sir.
Well done.
Yes, sir. My faith
well done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like that, bro. Thank you.
Amen. I enjoy it. Thank you.
Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
I walk in. Hey,
bless us. God is blessed. God is blessed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sometimes it's without words for how you bless so much.
Yeah, you're right,
yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. Right. You've been blessing early. You've been blessing early, even though, you know, I just whispered to him last night as I was getting in the bed. Praise the Lord. And in the midst of waking up this morning, he whispered back, man, I just thank God. I just thank God. Love and relationship. You know, love and relationship. We have a communication back and forth in a relationship. Yes, sir. There's love in a relationship to help you endure. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah! To help you endure, and you know, in a marriage, you have when you get married, you know more.
Right.
True, but you come become one flesh. So, you know, so it is with the family of God. You know, we share in the burden. We share. You know, a weight is not so much heavy when you have somebody on the other end carrying it as well. You may hear one speaking, but another one's praying. But God is giving the increase. Oh, hallelujah! I just want to thank God today for His blessing, but things he have done and is doing. So we just thank God. Yeah, he did a little whispering this morning. I just thank him for it. Thank him for it. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we thank God, man, for the words of, as we always say, Reverend, let the words of our mouth
mm-hmm.
and the meditation of our heart. That's what it says.
Come on, man.
Be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, Reverend? My strength.
My strength.
And my redeemer.
Yes,
that's what it was, right? That's what it was, right? And we're gonna do something we got to do because we got to support, right? So we're gonna do something that we always support other ministries. You know what I'm talking about? And we always put a notice out. Can I say it like that, Rep? A notice out.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother D, what is that notice for this evening? What is that notice for this evening?
Amen.
Brother D,
we will be having service this evening at the appointed time, 5:00 Central Time. And the title is called An Hour of Reflection. Those that are troubled in mind with just whatever's troubling. You know, sometimes we just have situations and we don't know who to talk to. We don't know where to turn. Don't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just stop by, Ramirez would tell you, if you stop by the throne of grace, if you just stop by and hear a word, God has a way of making everything all right. He has a way. So if you just stop by and hear the word today, and my brother said 425-292-4212. If it's the Lord's will, not Brother D or Sister Mary or Reverend Eric, Reverend Henry, Brother Dog, Brother Tim, but if it's God's will, I can promise you this, 5:00 Central Time, we'll be there, and we look forward and we'll be glad to have you in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, I say this real. You know what they're going to say? They're going to say, well, that's a Blog Talk Radio show. That's not the house of the Lord. Wait a minute. I'm like my brother now. Come here, Peter. Up on this rock, I'll build my church. Brother D, where's your church? You looking at it? What's it to be? Well, if I go, I am the church. So I say, we welcome you in the house of the Lord this evening. Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's good teaching. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's it. Man, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful, man. I love, you know, you always, I guess that's what it is, man. You will always hear us three look like, you know, that we're in prayer, man, that if it's something was said, if I did this wrong, man, if it's something was said, you know, that you didn't understand, you know, or maybe it was something we did or, you know, wasn't appropriate to you. And we that humble young man. To listen to you and pray with us. You know, we want to hear that. But if it was something you liked about it or something you wanted to say, man, I was glad I came on, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the lesson, you know. Thank you for the encouragement word. You can hit the one button. So maybe you might need a prayer. But well, we got some prayer saints on here. I know three men on this home pray. I know these three men pray. And we'll touch a real subject. And he might, if it be his will, answer it right now. You know, if it's his will. You know, but I ask you right now, don't leave. If you don't know the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in the pardon of your sin. Don't leave. You know what I'm talking about? Say, I want to rededicate my life. You know, I was a backslider. Mm-hmm. I want to rededicate my life. I might not know the Lord. So we want to see you the right hand of fellowship. You know, watch this.
Yeah.
After the baptism. Don't never forget that now. I believe that. We got 312-8630.
No.
We got
was it
that's one we're gonna need prayer for. That's one of our newcomers. She listens sometime with us, and today she's listening. That's my mom. Yeah, I need prayer for her whoop her head because she asked me about breakfast again. I'm gonna whoop her head real good. I don't know who she thinks she's talking to this morning.
Amen.
Hey,
man. Right spot, man. Hey, I'm on her side.
Thank God.
I'm on her side.
Man. Hey, man. Yeah, you know, I tell her sometimes, I said, Mama, you know, a lot of people don't even live to be 36 years, and the Lord has blessed me to be with her for 36, almost 37 years now. And I just thank God for her. Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I said, the Lord took my biological mama and gave me her old friend here, yeah. Sam.
Beautiful.
And I keep moving on.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
She's listening. Yeah, don't you say nothing, Mom.
Yeah.
Well, these are my brothers. The one you was just listening to give the word. That's Reverend Eric. That's one of my brothers out of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy every word.
God bless you,
man.
God bless you.
That's Reverend Henry. And when you hear back there doing the singing, that's Reverend Henry. Amen.
You know he can sing.
Yeah, he can.
Somebody's preaching. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Keep praying for us.
All right.
An extra prayer for that other guy we know. You want to drive down there? I said, I ain't going there. Good, let's stay down there. So then she said, I'm going to fly down there. I said, well, I'll pay half to you. So she and my wife had to fly down there and get on back home. They always give a woman out there trying to keep her. Get it out there and try to keep it out there.
God bless, man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
It's beautiful.
It's good to be loved, I tell you. Especially at my young age.
How old are you?
I'm 83.
Amen.
God bless.
Praise the Lord.
That's what I'm talking about. God is good.
Seven boys and three girls.
Ain't God good.
That's beautiful, man. God is good.
All the time.
Yeah, you got some. We want to just say this to you. This God is blessing. You know, some people ain't living 20 years. You know,
I got two songs going on, but he left me. I'm still here.
God bless you. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
We don't want the reason too, but we ain't gonna talk about it now, though.
We truly appreciate
your prayers. We ask you to keep us in prayer too.
You guys keep mom in prayer too, okay?
Yes, ma'am. We're gonna pray right now. We always enjoy hearing people to love God. You know what I'm talking about? When we can come together and stand boldly to hit the one button and say that I was glad when they said to us, come to the house of the Lord. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thank you. We thank you for coming in. And then we don't often be long like this, they say. You know what I'm talking about? But whatever time give us, we do it, you know. But we thank God for the people that stayed and listened. We thank you for your prayers, and we especially thank you for God's presence. Because we believe when praises go up, blessings come down.
In spite of our
understanding, God's still God by himself. He's not going to change because we change. He's not going to
move. Remember, he didn't bring us this far. Leave us now.
Uh-oh. There you go. Can you say that for me?
Yeah.
Can you say it for me? He didn't do what now?
Amen.
He didn't bring us this far. Do what? To leave.
To leave.
Thank you, Lord.
If we trying to figure it out, he already been with us.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, I know you're right about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're right about
good.
It. That's
80 good.
All the time. All the time.
80 good.
All the time. 80
good.
So you guys take care, man. Be good, all right?
Before you go, we're going to pray. We're going to end it now. Before you go, we have to pray.
Yes. Yes, sir. Praise God. We thank God as we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, we come in the humblest way that we know how, Lord. With thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. Father, we're so thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for a sweet voice we heard, Father God, and some call her mother. Thank you, Father God, for her life, her legacy, the years you've given her, Father. We just rejoice in it, Father God, for we hear your grace, we hear your mercy, we feel your love, even through as she speaks. He told us why we trying to figure it out. You already worked it out. So, Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for encouragement. Oh, Father God, beautiful encouragement from one of your children that love you and you love them. We tell you thank you, Lord. Much obliged to you. Thank you for what our ears have heard, our hearts have felt. Oh, Father God, and what we have witnessed here for love and relationship.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, for 36 years that you're blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah, that relationship, brother.
Yes, Lord.
Mom, we thank you. Look, you took one, but you gave another. Lord,
we thank you.
While we
already trying to figure it out,
we see over and over again that you already worked it out. So, Lord, we tell you thank you. Thank you for your manifestation of your Holy Spirit that I feel right now that let us know that you're listening.
Yes,
Thank you, Father God, for your listening ear as you warm these hearts of ours. Lord, we tell you thank you. Thank you for the message and the messenger. Thank you for love and relationship. Thank you, Father, for a family that you've given, Father, that we can connect what we call God's plan, the plan for your salvation, how you save us from the very effects of evil. Keep us, Lord. Keep your loving arms of protection around us, Father God. Keep us as we bless you to hold you up and lift you up, that we show a dying world that you yet live. For you live in our hearts, Father God. Rest, rule, and abide in our hearts with your Holy Spirit. Keep us, Father God, from all harm and danger as we go in and we travel, Father. Keep us, let your arm of protection ever be around us. Lord, we tell you, thank you. Until we meet again, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Until we meet again, keep us, Lord, in by prayer, that we can come together again to tell you, thank you, hallelujah, again for how you have kept us. And you never left us, we tell you. Thank you. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray and we thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Come and let's go back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter. Starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenals of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, O ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said three words, peace, be still. The sun came out. The clouds dissipated. The thunder hushed its voice. The winds went back in his chambers and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, we're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What?
Yep.
Master.
The tempest is raging.
Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, the billows are tossing high. Oh, yes. The sky is on shallow with blackness.
Yes, he will.